Océane Aqua Black, welcome, bienvenue to iHeartRadio.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited, guys.
It is so wonderful to meet you this way because, my goodness, I was watching last night and I know that you were eliminated, but girl, you won the mini challenge.
Yeah, I'm so proud of it. More food for me.
Yeah. DoorDash. Yeah. Queen Poutine. So talk to me about, you know, clearly you're a queen with so many looks, but so much humor. So talk to me about choosing poutine for that winning mini challenge look.
Well, I think because the theme was queen of neighborhood.
Of your neighborhood.
So first, and we are two people from Quebec City. So I think the other one, because first I wanted to do New Friends Inspired because, you know, of the story of the old Quebec and everything. But I said, nah, too obvious. So I was looking, what's unique about Quebec? And that's the poutine. Because, like, when tourists comes to Quebec City, they always ask, where's the best poutine? Where can we eat the best poutine? So I said, and I'm brown, so I'm just going to be the gravy. Like,
yes! So that makes, I have to ask you the question, where is the best poutine in Quebec? Like,
I think Poutineville is the best.
Okay.
Yeah, because they have 50 different kind of poutines there.
So if I'm going to Saint-Hubert, I'm not doing it right.
No, go to Poutineville because you're gonna taste all kinds. Maybe I think poutine you didn't even know existed.
I'm there. I'm so there at your recommendation. So you got to explain this one line to me though, because when Tracy Melcher said it, oh my gosh, I laughed. Okay. You said, I'm describing my neighborhood as historical because of the history of the place where there is a lot of history. Yes, give me the explanation.
You know what I was going for? I don't know what I was going for, honestly. I was just, okay, so there's history in Quebec City.
Yeah.
Because there's history in Quebec City. And it's historical because the history. I was like, I'm going to put that. And I signed my name after that. I was like, it's going to be that. Done.
It was such a great moment in the episode. I absolutely loved it. I think that's on a t-shirt, like, being made right now. So when Brad and Tracy said Rusical, you thought... Yes, you thought, oh no. And I mean, this is going to be happening live too. So what did you think when you heard that?
Well, first of all, I said yes, because, you know, I'm used to do a production show back here in Quebec City. We did The Lion King. I was Pumbaa.
Oh!
Yeah. And we did, like, we were used to do, like, show production. And then they added the name Live. That killed me because, you know, I'm not a singer. And in our drag career, we're not used to, you know, to sing. So, like, normally we do lip sync on famous singers and everything. So it was really something. I was like, oh, damn, what I'm going to do. So I was definitely nervous.
But there were some queens there who were using GPS to find the notes. Like, let's be real. But that wasn't you. You were given it. That performance, you were all in. So when you were watching that back, what did you think?
When I watched the whole musical happening, like, with everybody, because, you know, when you do it, it's another thing because you just focus on yourself and everything. Now, when you see it on TV as a whole, I was like, wow, everybody was so good.
So good.
Everybody was. So, you know, I think it's part of the reason that I don't take it bad, because I think at the end of the day, they have to make a decision and go on really picky details to send someone home. And let's get real, I really struggled with the singing. So, you know, I think I deserve my place at the bottom too. I think that
okay,
maybe,
but can I say, I was surprised, it's okay, that Eve was not in that bottom two.
I will be honest.
Yeah.
I will be honest. Yes.
I love all of you and I have so much respect for what you're putting out there and how difficult that is. But when I saw who the bottom two, I was like, oh, that was my reaction. I was like, oh, okay. So I'm not off there.
You know, no, you're not off at all.
Okay.
But I think also that Eve's runway was so impressive, like the way that the costume, the art, and she did it herself with one of her friends, and like I think that's what saved her a little bit.
Yeah, because those reveals were not happening.
the reveal wasn't happening.
But let's talk about Circus Mazurkus and your runway look, because you came around that corner and I thought, oh, okay, a mini challenge win and that look. I know the singing was, you know, whatever you were struggling with, but I'm like, she's good with those two. That runway look was fantastic.
Yeah, I was like, it was one of the looks that I really, really wanted to show, because it represents 100% what I am. Because, you know, I always say that I'm not a size 6, so I always want to do things bigger.
Neither am I, honey. Neither am I. Yeah.
I want to impress. I want to entertain people. And, you know, me on top of a circus is exactly how I see my career. Like, at first I thought, what am I going to do? I think people are going to go for characters of the circus. Mm. So I said, well, I'm big as hell. I'm at least going to be the circus.
Best. I loved it. I really loved it. I thought the black and white too was so chic. Wondering, because it wasn't all, you know, fun and games for you on this show specifically, you really, you had a really vulnerable moment in the workroom where you shared some real truths about your growing up. How did that feel to share that with your sisters and also the country, and what feedback have you gotten since then?
It's been incredible, I will say, because like I still stand by what I said. I still feel very lucky that I'm here, because it could have been someone else. You know, it could have been someone else. I'm one in a million. You know, so and I landed in a great family. Like, I wouldn't change my parents for nothing in the world. I think that the reason that I'm so joyful in life and that I love life so much is that I've grown in an environment that was, you know, the base of it. So I think that growing up, I always grew up in this kind of vibe. So I think that's why I am what I am today. So, you know, if I could wish it for everybody, it could be great. And someone messaged me yesterday to tell me that, because she was also adopted. And, you know, me, I was lucky because I've been adopted at 11 months. So I was still a baby and everything. But she was adopted at 7 years old. So she lived there. And she told me how, like, there was like a message, like a long message. And she told me like what she endured, what she lived and everything. And that she's so grateful to be there. And that like, we are kind of in the lucky ones. So
you're just a joy. I'm so excited that we got to meet you on this season, and you really did make an impact in those two episodes. So I wish you nothing but success. I can't wait to see you live on stage. Go get booked and busy.
Yes.
Merci for coming to iHeartRadio, and we just send you so much love. Océane Aqua Black.
Merci. Yes, thank you so much, everybody. Bye.